We're a radio show, so on this front we're biased. We love sound. It turns out so do fish. That's the subject of a new study from a team of marine biologists in the UK and Australia. They looked at coral reefs that have been degraded by climate change, pollution, and storms, and they thought, what about putting some loudspeakers underwater to mimic the sound of a healthy reef? Maybe that would lure some fish back. Steve Simpson is a senior author of the study. People don't necessarily think of the ocean as being a loud place, but reefs, I guess, really are loud. We're hearing what a healthy reef would sound like. What are the kinds of sounds you can spot in this recording?
First of all, it sounds a bit like a heavy rainfall in the jungle or onto a tin roof, and that's the sound of snapping shrimps. And then on top of that, you've got all sorts of fish that can pop, they can grunt, they can gurgle, they can make whooping sounds.
How did it occur to you, Steve, that maybe sound would be a key component in revitalizing coral reefs?
20 years ago, we became interested in how on earth tiny fish that are maybe about 3 or 4 weeks old can find their way back from their first few weeks of development in the plankton to the right places. We obviously thought the ocean was silent. Jacques Cousteau told us about the silent world. But when you look at naval records, you realize that they have a real problem around coral reefs when they're trying to follow submarines because of what they describe as biological noise. So we started listening to this noise, and it turns out that it's all of the sounds we've just been hearing, these crackles, the fish sounds, the sounds obviously of whales and dolphins too.
And what have you noticed over the years about the noise level in coral reefs?
It's about a three quarters as quiet because most of the animals that make noise are no longer there. It's lost its complexity, lost its diversity. The snaps of the snapping shrimp are far fewer. So you can hear that there's just so much of the soundscape that's missing from that recording. So we then started thinking, well, we've got these recordings of the healthy coral reefs from before the bleaching, before the cyclones. What would happen if we built some coral rubble into certain areas around on the sand and put our speakers next to them playing back these historic recordings? And really, to our amazement, we found that we were able to draw in the next generation, these baby fish, into the degraded habitats using sound. And the fish then settled there. They stayed there. And then what we really are excited by is that these are fish that will then start to speed up the recovery of degraded habitats.
But this reef sound enhancement business, it's not a silver bullet, is it? So what other strategies would it have to be paired with to repair reef ecosystems?
So in the long term, I think we need to be addressing climate change as priority number one. But in the shorter term, we need a toolkit, which are these immediate local actions. So soundscape enrichment is one of them. Obviously, fisheries management is key. Boat traffic noise, we've done a lot of work showing that actually human noise pollution can be really bad news for reefs. So if you can manage on the local scale, you then give those reefs a chance of being the ones that will help the rest of the coral reef environments to repopulate once climate change is more under control.
Steve Simpson, Professor of Marine Biology and Global Change at the University of Exeter. Steve, thank you.
Thank you very much.